Chapter 26, Paul's defence before Agrippa. And Agrippa said to Paul, "You are permitted to speak for yourself." Then Paul stretched out his hand and made his defence. "I think myself happy, King Agrippa, that I am to make my defence before you this day concerning all the things of which I am accused by the Jews, especially because you are expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Therefore I beg that you hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was from the beginning among my own nation and at Jerusalem, do all the Jews know, having knowledge of me from the first, if they're willing to admit it, that after the strictest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand here to be judged for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers, to which our 12 tribes earnestly serve night and day, hoping to attain the promises. And concerning this hope, I am accused by the Jews, O King. Why should any of you think it incredible that God raises the dead? I truly thought that I should do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and this I did in Jerusalem, and I shut up many of the saints in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my vote against them. And in all the synagogues, I often punished them, trying to force them to blaspheme, and being furiously enraged at them, I persecuted them even in foreign cities. Thus I journeyed to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. But at midday, O King, I saw on the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining around me and those that journeyed with me. And when we had fallen to the earth, I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the cattle prod.' And I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus whom you persecute. But arise and stand upon your feet, for to this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you a servant and a witness both of the things in which you have seen me and of the things which I will reveal to you, delivering you from the people of the Jews and from the Gentiles to whom I send you, to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, to the end they may receive remission of sins and an inheritance among those that are sanctified by faith in me. Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus, then in Jerusalem, and throughout all the region of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds appropriate to their repentance. For this cause the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. Therefore, having obtained the help that is from God, I stand to this day testifying to small and great, saying nothing but what the prophets and Moses did say should happen, that the Christ must suffer, and that by being the first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light both to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles." And as he thus made his defence, Paul said in a loud voice, "Paul, you're mad. Your much learning is turning you mad." Paul said, "I am not mad, most excellent Festus, but speak words of truth and soberness. For the king knows of these things, to whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things is hidden from him, for this has not been done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know you believe." And Agrippa said to Paul, "You almost persuade me to become a Christian." And Paul said, "I will pray to God that whether in a little time or a long time, not you only, but also all that hear me this day might become as I am, apart from these chains." And the king rose up, and the governor and Bernice, and they that sat with them. And when they had withdrawn, they spoke to each other, saying, "This man does nothing worthy of death or imprisonment." Agrippa said to Festus, "This man might have been set at liberty if he had not appealed to Caesar."